It will try to ignore the sounds drifting up from below, the patter of feet, the rushes, the gristly noises, the groans, the muffled screams. It could be that some wild animal is pacing through the shades after 2 weeks on a starvation diet. Somewhere near the centre of the shades, the district has never been adequately mapped, is a small courtyard. Here, at least, there are torches on the walls, but the light they throw is the light of the shades themselves, mean, reddened, dark at the core. Rincewind staggered into the yard and hung onto the wall for support. The girl stepped into the ruddy light behind him, humming to herself. "Are you all right?" she said.
"No,"
said Rincewind. "Sorry?" "Those men," he bubbled. "I mean, the way you kicked his... I mean, when you grabbed them by the... When you stabbed the one right in the... Who are you?" "My name is Kanina." Rincewind looked at her blankly for some time. "Sorry," he said. "Doesn't ring a bell." "I haven't been here long," she said. "Yes, I didn't think you were from round these parts," he said. "I would have heard." "I've taken lodgings here. Shall we go in?" Rincewind glanced up at the dingy pole just visible in the smoky light of the spitting torches. It indicated that the hostelry behind the small dark door was the Troll's Head. It might be thought that the mended drum, seen of unseemly scuffles only an hour ago, was a seedy, disreputable tavern. In fact, it was a reputable, disreputable tavern. Its customers had a certain rough-hewn respectability. They might murder each other in an easy-going way, as between equals, but they didn't do it vindictively. A child could go in for a glass of lemonade and be certain of getting nothing worse than a clip round the ear when his mother heard his expanded vocabulary. On quiet nights, and when he was certain the librarian wasn't going to come in, the landlord was even known to put bowls of peanuts in the bar. The Troll's Head was a cesspit of a different odour. Its customers, if they reformed, tidied themselves up, and generally improved their image out of all recognition, might aspire to be considered the utter dregs of humanity. And in the shades, a dreg is a dreg. By the way, the thing on the pole isn't a sign. When they decided to call the place the Troll's Head, they didn't mess about. Feeling sick and clutching the grumbling hatbox to his chest, Rincewind stepped inside. Silence. It wrapped itself around them, nearly as thickly as the smoke of a dozen substances guaranteed to turn any normal brain to cheese. Suspicious eyes peered through the smog. A couple of dice clattered to a halt on a tabletop. They sounded very loud and probably weren't showing Rincewind's lucky number. He was aware of the stares of several score of customers as he followed the demure and surprisingly small figure of Kanina into the room. He looked sideways into the leering faces of men who would kill him sooner than think, and in fact would find it a great deal easier. Where a respectable tavern would have had a bar, there was just a row of squat black bottles and a couple of big barrels on trestles against the wall. The silence tightened like a tourniquet. "Any minute now," Rincewind thought. A big fat man, wearing nothing but a fur vest and a leather loincloth, pushed back his stool and lurched to his feet and winked evilly at his colleagues. When his mouth opened, it was like a hole with a hem.
"Looking for a man, little lady," he said.
She looked up at him.
"Please keep away."
A snake of laughter writhed around the room. Kanina's mouth snapped shut like a letterbox.
The big man gurgled. "That's right. I likes a girl with spirit."
Kanina's hand moved. It was a pale blur, stopping here and here. After a few seconds of disbelief, the man gave a little grunt and folded up, very slowly. Rincewind shrank back as every other man in the room leaned forward. His instinct was to run, and he knew it was an instinct that would get him instantly killed. It was the shades out there. Whatever was going to happen to him next was going to happen to him here. It was not a reassuring thought. A hand closed around his mouth. Two more grabbed the hatbox from his arms. Kanina spun past him, lifting her skirt to place a neat foot on a target beside Rincewind's waist. Someone whimpered in his ear and collapsed. As the girl pirouetted gracefully around, she picked up two bottles, knocked out their bottoms on the shelf, and landed with their jagged ends held out in front of her. Morpork daggers, they were called in the patois of the streets. In the face of them, the Troll's Head clientele lost interest.
"Someone got the hat," Rincewind muttered through dry lips. "They slipped out the back way."
She glared at him and made for the door. The Head's crowd of customers parted automatically, like sharks recognizing another shark, and Rincewind darted anxiously after her before they came.